Hi, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you here tonight to the County Commissioners meeting on Monday, December the 4th. I'd like to make everybody aware, you see this phone right here, Commissioner Edwards is on the phone. So we do have everybody present, at least with phone service, okay? So with that said, again, welcome everybody, thank you for coming out. And at this time, I would like to ask Commissioner Branch to do an invocation and lead us into pledge. Would everybody please stand?
Let us pray. Dear wise and precious Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this occasion. Thank you for this time that you've brought us to in this day. Father, I ask now that you block out all things that are inconsistent with you, Father, with your guidance and with your love. We ask that you assemble us here this evening with clear minds to come together to do the things that's necessary that will bring uplift and guidance to the people of this great county. Thank you for the leaders. Thank you for their families, for the support that they give them to be in the different meetings and to go to different locations to do what's in the best interest of the citizens of Duplin. We ask God that you continue to hold us and guide us and strengthen us. In this season that we're currently in, Lord, so many things becomes a burden for our people. We ask God that you remove those burdens. We ask that you strengthen them and bring them comfort, knowing that the birth of Jesus is truly the gift of love that we all should cherish. Now tonight, Lord, guide us in our deliberation. Guide us in our thoughts. Guide us in our efforts to bring service for the good of the people of Duplin County. It is in Jesus' name that I do pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Branch.
You're welcome.
Hopefully everybody's had a chance to look at the night's agenda. Do you have anything to add, Mr. Dye?
I do not.
Mr. Edwards, you have anything to add?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Mr. Arnold?
No, sir.
Clerk?
No, sir.
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. With that said, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So, second.
I got a motion by Mr. Garner, second by Mr. Branch. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, now I'd move on to entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the November meeting.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Edwards.
Second
by Mr. Branch. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. At this point, I turn the meeting over to our clerk.
Good evening, Commissioners. North Carolina General Statute 153A-39 requires that at the first regular meeting in December of each even-numbered year, and at its first regular meeting in December of each odd-numbered year, the Board of Commissioners choose from among its members a chairman and vice chairman. So therefore, I come before you tonight to request nominations from within the members for a chairman and vice chairman to serve the Board of Commissioners for 2023-24.
Do we do the...
So we nominate the chairman first.
Okay, I'll make a motion to nominate Commissioner Dexter Edwards as chairman.
I'll second.
Commissioners, we have a motion and a second.
Any discussion?
No. I would take it as an honor to serve you again if you vote me in.
So at this time, we'll call for a vote.
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Commissioner Edwards, Mr. Chairman, it's your floor now. Will you elect a vice chairman?
Okay. At this time, I would open nominations for vice chair.
I move to nominate Commissioner Elwood Gardner.
Have a second? I will second it. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, I bring it to a vote. All in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed? I think it was unanimous. I know it carried. Okay, unanimous. All right, thank you all so much. Again, it's been a pleasure to work with you guys. It's been a pleasure to serve the county, and I'm looking forward for another year of it. So again, thank you for your support and your vote. So now we'll move on with the meeting. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to go through the consent agenda. If there's no questions, I would entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
So moved.
Got a motion by Mr. Garner.
Second.
Second by Mr. Branch. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Unanimous. So that moves us into item number one, public comment. Do we have anybody to sign up?
No one has signed up.
Okay. So then we'll move right in to item number two, Brandon McMahon.
I'm actually our training officer, Mark Casey. He's going to be doing the presentation.
Okay. No problem. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
One of the many reasons we get into EMS is to ultimately save a life, to become an EMT, to become an advanced EMT, to become a paramedic. We want to save a life. We get into this job, we realize that's not always the case. We don't always get the glory and the ability to serve our community in that way all the time. For the third time in my 6 years as training officer here in this organization, I've had the luxury to present to this Board of Commissioners a survivor of cardiac arrest. Late September, we responded to a mutual aid call in Onslow County for an individual experiencing chest pain. Our crew responded, got there, identified that the patient was indeed having a heart attack. While the crew was loading the patient into the ambulance, the patient went into cardiac arrest. Crew got the patient into the ambulance, worked a cardiac arrest, went through the algorithm taking care of their patient, ultimately transporting the patient to Onslow Memorial, where she was later transferred out to New Hanover for her heart attack that she had experienced. And I am so blessed and just tickled to death that this lady is here with us tonight to present our crew with their life-saving award. That crew was Tiffany Vansel and Charlie Parrish. You would come up. And I present to you Miss Eleanor Whitfield. She's the survivor that survived not only a heart attack, but also a cardiac arrest, thanks to the care that she received from our crews, from Onslow Memorial Hospital, and from Novant Health in New Hanover.
Everyone, let's stand. I personally want to thank both of y'all from the bottom of my heart. You know, we very seldom get the chance to let you know how much we really appreciate what you do. We know what you do is a big sacrifice. But when I see this young lady standing over there in orange and I see the smile on her face, I see the concern and care from her family, we're all so grateful. And thank you, and we thank God for his blessings and his guidance that allowed these two ladies to be trained, be there, and be prepared, and for helping you through the process, because he's not done. You've got something left here on this earth, and we thank him for you and this opportunity.
Thank
Again,
you.
Thank y'all.
Thank
Would the family like to say anything? Add a comment. We have her whole family here as well.
Almost.
Just a few of them. Sorry.
We just thank them from the bottom of our hearts. Yes, I'm so glad we all came.
Would the family do us a favor and come up and line up in front of us and let's get pictures of y'all and these ladies with the commissioners, please? If y'all wouldn't mind, if you feel like doing that.
Yeah.
Scoot the front down, line down just a little.
Hold your certificates up.
And now may you one with Brandon and Mark in it as well. Sorry, man. It's part of the job.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas, and I'm for sure it will be. Y'all got a lot to celebrate this Christmas.
We appreciate your support from Duplin County to provide the EMR services to Onslow County, too.
You're certainly welcome.
All around for a life-saving situation, and our gratitude to you, the commissioners, for supporting our services with the director and all of the EMS services and, across the Duplin County lines. We're all still one.
That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
That moves us to item number three, Mr. Gary Rhodes.
Especially for the tax man, I tell you.
There's only one thing the tax man could do to follow that, and that don't look like what's on our agenda.
Nope. We could just mark everybody's bill paid. If y'all go along with that. I'm here tonight for the last time to ask to put off the revaluation one more year. We talked about this last year about this time with we had to end our agreement with our tax software company at the time and go with this new software company. The new software is working very good. It is working very good. However, the conversion took a lot longer to get done than what we had hoped. I think as we talked about last year, if everything went perfectly, we might could do a 2024 revaluation. But it didn't go perfectly. And so I'm asking y'all to postpone the revaluation to 2025. And I'd like to ask y'all to go to a 5-year revaluation schedule thereafter. We were set up on a 4-year, but with the current budgeted staff and all, I don't think there's any way to do a 4-year, especially not with all the turnover we've been constantly having. I think it'd be cheaper to do a 5-year We added another appraiser, that's about $40,000 minimum just salary. If we contracted out, that runs about between $9,000 and $10,000 a month. I just think it would be a lot easier for the county. I don't think it would be any kind of really negative consequences to go on with the 5-year schedule. So that's what I'm asking.
So to make sure where we're at before, you know, I truly ask for a motion, the motion is that is written for the request, and I'm just make sure this is what you're requesting before we ask for a motion. The motion is to adopt a resolution to delay Duplin County's next reevaluation from January the 24th to January of 25, and then to implement a schedule for reevaluation every 5 years instead of every 4 years, and for me to sign it.
Yes, sir.
That is what you're asking for.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pleasure to the board.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion from Mr. Branch?
Second.
Second from Mr. Dow. Okay, that opens up for discussion. Further discussion?
Gary, I know that I pushed you to get this done by January 25 when you were here last time, but we've got to have this done by 25.
Yes, sir. That's the last that the...
Then we're at statutory limits, correct?
Yes, sir.
So we're in the bottom of the ninth now.
We're the bottom of the ninth, but I guarantee you we'll have it done.
Okay.
We get everything working good now. Just need some time.
A question I want to ask from the floor is the fact that we are putting it off for the deadline for completion a year, you know, from the January 1, 24 to January 1, 25. Does that mean that the work you've done's got to be redone, or you just can still use the evaluations that you have done so far?
We can still use the work we've done. The working on the schedule of values, we'll go back and tweak those and study the sales for the rest of the next year. Most of the field work, there's a few areas we might go back and revisit, that around where we had some of the flooding at. But no, most of the work's done.
It don't mean we're redoing.
No, sir.
You didn't have time to get it all completed. But the work you've done will carry forward and won't have to be redone.
Yes, sir. All the work we did has got to be entered into the system. And with this new system, you have to sketch every house. So they had to get it to price out, and that's like 15,000 houses. It's going to have to be resketched by hand, every one of them. It's just going to take some time.
Mr. Rose, also in this process of allowing you the extended time, is it fair to say that this would prevent those errors that would have a tendency to just pop up as a result of what's mailed out to the citizens? So as a result of giving this time, it would negate those type things from happening? Or are we giving you time and we still gonna have that? Or is it just too much to ask?
It would negate a lot of those from happening. We'll have time maybe to go back and run some reports and check the old values, the new values, and if more than a certain percentage change, we can go back and check why. If we'd done a 2024 revaluation, there's no way we could have done that.
So it's actually a benefit to the citizens that when they get their eval, it's going to be
reval. Sir.
It should be accurate.
A lot more accurate, yes, sir.
Okay. Further questions?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'll just add to Mr. Rose's comments that it's an additional savings to the residents of the county. If hired externally to do this work, it would probably cost us north of $500,000 to do. So Mr. Rose and his department doing this work instead of hiring external people to do it is probably saving the county close to $500,000.
So that's a penny of tax.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
So when we get a tax cut this year, we'll know why you saved it for us.
Yeah, okay. That sounded good.
All right.
And just so we're all on the same sheet of music here, no surprises. It was scheduled for January 1, 24. We're postponing it to the 25. So is your 5 years going to be 29 or is it going to be 30?
30.
Okay.
Any further questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, it carried.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. All right, that moves us to item number four. Mr. Miller.
Commissioners, I do have some announcements for you tonight. I have one very important announcement for you tonight, but quite frankly, it's not my story to tell. So I'm going to ask the finance director to give you an update.
I am very happy to inform you all that our 23 audit was submitted on Friday, December 1st.
Good job.
I believe that could possibly be a new historical mark since I've been on the board.
It's the first time since 2011 that it's been submitted on.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Yep.
So, commissioners, don't know that I can follow that, but I will tell you that the holiday Christmas event for the employees is December 15th. It's a drive-through event. The senior scam event held by the senior center is December 13th from 9:30 to 1:30. And I'll remind everybody that Toys for Tots ends December 16th. So anybody that wants to participate in that can drop off toys here. I know a lot of other departments have boxes out as well. So I'm happy to answer any questions the board has about anything going on in the county to the best of my ability. So any questions?
You don't have anything?
I don't.
Do not.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until December the 18th.
So moved.
I got second. A motion second. By Mr. Branch. Second by Mr. Garner. Any further discussion? Anybody just does not want to close this thing and go home? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, it carried. Thank you. Thank you for getting on, Commissioner Edwards.
Thanks for allowing.
Have a good night. We'll see you on the 18th.